We're going to open up the floor to questions. I have a few that have been pre-submitted, but does anyone have a question? Beth Kindig.
What is your vision for Sitka Community Hospital, and please address how you think obstetrics and surgery figures into that vision?
All right, Sonia. And if anyone needs the questions repeated, let me know.
Okay, I think the best place to start with that is that I've heard, just in my candidacy and the time that I've started, like within the last couple of months, this was already in conversation, in dialogue with groups that I've been a part of. I heard that the OB department at Sitka Community was going to be shut down September 1st, and I heard that at an assembly meeting, actually. And then it went from that, and it's real important to stay on track of what is rumor and what is fact, and how to best serve the interest of what direction we can go in, especially as a community, because CERT and Sitka Community have been at crossroads for, I believe, way too long. I believe the strain is causing a hardship that needs some relief. And I believe also that is where advocacy can be a significant role in helping to just come to an agreement, which is not always easy. But my vision is that I would really hope to see both hospitals continue as they are. As I mentioned in my statement, it is really, I think it would be much harder to try to build from a new, you know, from a new facility than it would be to take what we already have and to work with that until everybody can come to a reasonable conclusion. I would hope that both hospitals would continue to operate. I think we can best serve the needs of the people by keeping our infrastructures in place, and yet at the same time being supportive and taking our resources. I think there's a lot of numbers that need to be exchanged. I think we need to take a harder look at where everybody is at realistically and not just be operating from what we think we know, and to really get a better handle on how the medical field sees that. I know that Sitka Community workers have been slighted to the third degree with this issue. So I hope to provide a better avenue to resolve this, and quickly. I am a person who likes results, and I will do everything and anything I can to get those results. And I like that challenge.
Thank you, Sonia. Go ahead, Richard Ween.
Good evening. This is Richard Ween. The Sitka Community Hospital search issue is actually a case study of how not to handle an issue. This is something that has been going on for more than a year and a half. And what has transpired in that year and a half, but essentially at the end of this circle, we are where we started. But we are at the poorer for it. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in consultancy fees were paid. In addition to these kind of monetary aspects, the hospital was actually hobbled. And because of the uncertainty, they were unable to apply for grants. For example, Rasmussen would not grant them something because they didn't know what the future of the hospital would be. Additionally, because of that, uncertainty, there's been a great deal of attrition at the hospital. Many, many people have left. And you have to understand, it almost appears orchestrated, because while Sitka Community Hospital was hobbled, and by the way, if you don't know what the future is, you can't recruit. So when you lose people, it is very difficult to have them come back to the hospital, to ask somebody to travel to Sitka in order to bring their family and to live here. So what has happened is the hospital was hobbled, and during this entire period, an interesting thing happened, and you'll excuse me for saying it. I've managed to see many wonderful advertisements daily, half page, third page, etc., from Search. I've seen $20,000 sign-on fees from Search during this period of time, while Sitka Community Hospital was, in essence, lying dead in the water without its engine, and nobody was listening on Channel 16. The important thing to know is due diligence was not performed at the hospital, and that means that the basic questions that should have been done before the actual process started were not asked. There were many questions, but the key question, which is the gorilla in the room, is the unfunded liabilities. And let me remind people, unfunded liabilities are always present in the audited financial reports of the hospital. So a very good idea existed of what the cost was going to be. And it was up to the actuaries to determine that it was $37 million in unfunded liabilities that if Sitka Community Hospital closed, that the city would be liable for. The important thing with this is that it would be broken up into $1.6 million a year for 22 years. Now, all this was going on, and the surgery department was dwindling because of no regular surgeon there, and they had to obtain locum tenens. From what I gather, there may be 5 surgeons rotating through Sitka Community Hospital during this next month. As well as, you have to know, without surgery, you cannot do obstetrics. And you have to also understand that Sitka Community Hospital has been performing well for 57 years. We are told it's a safety issue if we don't deliver 100 or 200 babies, but the truth is, over these 57 years, we've had, surprisingly, very few problems and many, many happy birthdays. So the key here, and I will leave you with this, is that Sitka Community Hospital needs to survive. And that will certainly be my first priority when I get on there, to fast track this to get it to survive. And I have very clear ideas in how to make it happen. The other thing, and that includes, Beth, that includes both the keeping surgery and obstetrics going, because I think that's something that's very important.
Richard, thank you for your answer. Okay. And I have a follow-up question for you.
One more, I just have one sentence.
Briefly.
And one sentence is, if Search wants to buy Sitka Community Hospital, it needs to make it cost neutral to the city. The city cannot afford to have $37 million added to its budgetary requirements. So
thank you.
It needs to cough up the $37 million.
So there's a question that was submitted by a listener for you, Richard Ween, that I wanted to share. I'm going to quote the question, if that's okay. So as you worked at both Sitka Community and Search, will you be able to make fair and non-personal decisions about either or both hospitals? This anonymous voter wants to know if you will recuse yourself from those discussions due to conflicts of interest or impartiality.
I have worked at both places. And you have to understand, I loved both places. I fully agree with the mission of Search and period. And I also agree with the mission of Sitka Community Hospital. The key here is I have direct and expert knowledge on this subject, And it would have to be subject to a, since I am no longer employed at either of the hospitals, it becomes, just like any assembly member, my opinion. And I do have, I can't speak any longer, but I do have detailed thoughts on
so
that.
So, to the listener's question, would you recuse yourself?
I would not recuse myself unless there was a specific conflict of interest.
And I should add that recusals, how they work is that your fellow assembly members actually vote on them. So you put it on the table and it's up to the assembly to decide. But
it's also a legal issue on whether there is a real or perceived conflict of interest.
Thank you, Richard Ween. Moving on with the question, Sheila Finkenbinder, what is your vision for Sitka Community Hospital and how does obstetrics and surgery fit into that?
I would like to ditto a lot of what Richard Ween just said. I think that the Sitka Community Hospital does need to survive. Management may need to change. I'm not sure what that would look like. Like Mr. Ween, I've been to two of the community meetings that were held recently, plus the work session that the hospital board did, and definitely realized through all these hours of attendance at meetings that this is a hugely complicated issue. There are not yes and no questions here or answers. And I remain open to listening to the people who do know what they're talking about. And like Richard Ween says, making sure that more research is done into how we can come to the best answers on this. But yes, I do believe the hospital needs to survive.
Thank you. Ben Maiasato, same question.
Thank you. My name is Ben Maiasato. Regarding a vision for Sitka Community Hospital, having been born and raised in this community, I believe that it should exist on its own. I do not think that Search should take it over or be sold off to another individual. In regards to obstetrics and surgery, as mentioned by Sheila, you need to look at what our community needs are, but also at the same time, I think that discussion with, if Sitka Community Hospital is to stand alone, they do need to have a discussion with Search. I mean, so Rob Allen and Charles Clement need to get together along with the community to have community involvement about what kind of service each hospital will provide. That needs to be done. That's a question that needs to be answered, and it needs to be answered sooner rather than later. It has dragged on. It dragged on when I was running for mayor, and it was dragging on when I was on assembly. That's already one election cycle ago. That's long enough. A decision needs to be made, and that's where I stand on that.
Thank you, Ben. Katie Sopo, same question.
Just for those tuning in who didn't hear the question, it was regarding my vision for the Sitka Community Hospital and how surgery and OB fit into that. And, you know, I think it's really important to focus on the strengths of both hospitals. I think that after speaking to some key personnel in this community that work in administration, I think when there's a strength in one facility that's lacking in another, such as the strength of Sitka Community's long-term care and the fact that this city is aging at quite a quick rate, my vision would be to focus on how are we going to take care of that problem that's facing this town, this state, and the rest of the country. I think it's important to keep the strengths inside of the facilities in which they're housed. And at this point in time, based on the amount of research that I've done, I will leave my answer to that. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Jamie Ackley, the question is, what is your vision for Sitka Community Hospital and how does obstetrics and surgery fit into that?
Thank you for this question. I'm sure a lot of you are unaware, but I actually worked in the surgery department as a surgical scrub tech at Search. I also worked in the surgical clinic. My previous background before joining the Army was a certified medical assistant. So I've had the opportunity of working directly in that field. So taking back to my military terms, I was in the trenches. I know what it is working in that environment. And just some of the few notes that I kind of put down, we need to allow the public to have this choice. Working in healthcare, you have to allow the public a choice between different providers. You cannot dictate where they need to go. If you do that, then you create compliancy. The healthcare workers will stop caring about the quality of care they are offering the citizens. You have to keep people in check and allow them to know that someone will choose to go to a facility where they are offered better healthcare. That is our right. I do also feel that we need to offer these services, but the specialty between OBGYN, which I have assisted delivering quite a few babies here via C-section, and with all the surgeries I have done, there is enough care that needs to be offered in this community to support two facilities. The specialists, maybe we need to find an opportunity to maybe allow one facility to specialize in, say, a delivery section. So Sitka Community could be the choice for delivering babies for all that women's health care. But I do feel that there needs to be a partnership. So if a situation does arise, it is a hand-in-hand partnership between the two medical teams. And it does take a team to provide quality surgical care. So it needs to be a very healthy partnership to allow that communication to happen, to then allow the healthcare team to provide quality care for the patient, because that's what's most important at that time. So I do feel that financially this town can support two medical facilities. I feel that we need to come up with a better plan and divide the two services. Not clear cut that only you can go to one or the other, but focus a little bit more specialty on one facility and a specialty on the other.
Thank you very much. And Stephen Eisenbeis.
Good evening, and thank you for the question. I believe that the question is the most overriding and looming question on the public's mind, as well as on the assembly table. There is a lot of liability on the current state of the hospital. My vision for the hospital is been shaped by what the community has told me they want in the hospital. When I first came into this process, I was of the mindset that if it was financially viable to sell our hospital, that perhaps we needed to, and I wanted to explore that route. We did a little bit of exploration, nothing good turned up there, and listening to the community members, this is a lot more than a hospital to the community. This is a health center to them. Community is even in their name, and that speaks really strongly to me about their mission for us Sitkins here. I will say that Sitka Community Hospital needs to maintain being a separate entity from Search. I do not believe at this point in time a merger is the best option for either hospital. However, I will say that I am open to a management contract by a larger nationwide company that has a lot more experience in running a hospital than we would. In that instance, what I'd be looking for is them to put in some higher level CFO, COO, CEO type people in order to help us run this hospital. As far as OB, the community has indicated to me that OB is a necessity. OB first came onto the hospital due to a community initiative. If you look around the early 90s, most babies were born at Mount Edgecombe. Birth certificates say Mount Edgecombe on them. Citizens here wanted to be able to deliver their babies at... I'm sorry, I see heads shaking that's not true. I have indicated some misinformation there. My apologies. The OB does need to continue in our town. The community has overwhelmingly said so. I will caution, though, that OB is never going to make money for our hospital. It's always going to lose money. And we have to understand that going into this, that this is a community need that we're going to need to figure out how to pay for. If you require OB in your hospital, that requires you to have a surgical team on staff. So by wanting OB, in essence, you are desiring surgery as well at that point. I'm a firm believer that a well-run surgery center can actually be a profitable place for the hospital. I don't see why it can't be. People have made great careers off of surgery alone. So I think that could be explored and potentially expanded on. Unfortunately, that's going to cost money in equipment as well. But maybe a well-run surgery center could offset a little bit of the cost of OB. And finally, if this is what we want with our hospital, I don't believe that the hospital will ever be self-sustaining. I believe that the community is always going to have to put in a little bit to it. And I think that the assembly should now be tasked with finding a way to help pay for it. There's always going to be needs there, and I think that the assembly should start working on that. Thank you.
Thank you. So it's important to keep in mind that the 7 assembly members who will be elected into this position will be shaping healthcare with their vote. No question. So every vote could, you need a 4-person majority, and thank you, Beth, for this question.